Cultural capital is this idea that students and their families are familiar or are unfamiliar with what is deemed a legitimate culture within a society, and in particular within a school. So it's, do you know how to engage the way the school expects you to? And if you do, you're rewarded, and rewarded in the sense of you might get better grades, you are going to get opportunities because your teachers are going to say, oh, wow, what a great behaved student, what a high achieving student. And a lot of that stems from not necessarily a student's ability to do something, but their understanding of how school works, essentially, and their family's understanding of how school works. When I think about families, some great examples are, do you know how to contact a teacher in the way that the teacher expects and is deemed appropriate? And you'll see cultural differences in that in some cultures, it's really believed that education is meant to be left to teachers, and there's a high amount of respect. And so as a parent, I'm going to trust that you know your job, you're really good at it, and it would be an insult to you if I came in advocating for my student. Or similarly, that actually the education is meant to happen between young people and the teacher. And so if there needs to be any intervention, or if there needs to be conversation about it, it's the role of the young person. In white, middle and upper class schools, there is a strong expectation that parents know how to intervene on behalf of their children. And the outcome of that often is that families might get what they want. And that might be an intervention in terms of, my child needs something else, perhaps reconsider my child's grade. And similarly, for young people, there is an expectation of how you might advocate for yourself. And so they learn to argue in a polite and respectful way for what they want. And they learn to advocate for themselves from a very, very young age. And these sort of things are unstated. And if you're a young person coming from a family where you're told to be deferent to the educator or to adults in general, and you're really told not to speak unless you're asked a question, then you're not going to know to advocate for yourself. And so basically with cultural capital, the idea is that it's passed through families and it helps them do better in school if the ways that families know and value education aligns with the ways that the schools their young people go to also know and value education.